As we continue to look forward to the start of another high school sports year, that includes the start of the fall season and the volleyball season about to get underway, including for a team who last year had as good a success as anybody in the Parkland area. The Arcadia Valley Tigers are getting ready to start their season coming up here at the beginning of September, and we're joined by head coach Tara Lamb now on regional radio. Coach, let's go back to last year. A tremendous season, all things considered. 32 wins, you make it all the way to the state championship match, and you do come up one set short. There was probably a lot of tears spilled over being that close to having a chance to win it all, but when you get a chance to step back and actually look at it, as you've had now over the course of the offseason, that might be the best season in school history, and it's one that certainly you can be really proud of the accomplishments you had.
Oh, absolutely. And it was our best season in school history. And it was tough. It was a tough loss when you're one set short. We still wanted another couple sets in there. I feel if we would have gone out of five, maybe we'd have had them. But all in all, it was a dream season other than losing the championship game. But to get that far and to work that hard, my girls deserved every accolade, every award that they received because they worked hard enough to receive it.
You're going to bring back plenty of the pieces that helped you do that, helped you win the small school conference title in the MAAA and a district championship. The big one that I think will jump out for people is Maddie Dement, your middle hitter. She was a dream teamer last year, also an all-conference pick. Somebody that will pile up the kills, obviously, over 330 of them, but the 62 blocks as well. That's somebody in the middle that when you have that force that will post a ton of kills and then also be a defensive factor too, that allows you to be really, really good, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Maddie is a backbone to our team, along with Katie Whited on defense. When Maddie can touch every ball in the front row pretty much, and then she can hammer it down on offense as well, that just adds to our successes.
You've also got Kristen Day coming back. Not the postseason accolades, but you look at the numbers and you realize that she was just surrounded by so much talent that she could get kind of lost in the mix. Still 160-plus kills last year.
Yes.
She's going to be a force for you again at the outside header spot, right?
I think she's going to surprise a lot of people. I think, like you said, she kind of got hidden. She kind of flew under the radar a little bit, but she contributed to our team tremendously. I can't wait for to see what she's going to do this year and for everybody else to see.
You mentioned Katie Whited, who's obviously your libero last year and is going to be the leader of that back line defensively this year. One of the losses you did suffer is Macy Browers, who was obviously really good for you at the setter position, a dream teamer in all-conference force. You're going to have to make some changes there. The nice thing is that there are players like Gracie Smith and Cheyenne Smith-Hotchkiss who have been around the program long enough, have played those positions. There'll be a small adjustment period probably, but I feel like they're going to step in and be pretty successful eventually. About halfway through the year, they'll be settled right in.
Oh, absolutely. And we knew, I knew coming into obviously this year that I was going to be losing Macy. So we prepared over the past couple years on who might fill those shoes. Losing Macy, Josie, Laney, big shoes to fill. And the awesome thing about my team is they've stepped up and really have accepted those roles and filled those shoes. And I'm excited to see what they bring to the game. And I think a lot of people will be surprised.
Only two freshmen and two sophomores by my count on the roster right now. So this is a veteran bunch, but are there any of those younger players or even some of the juniors and seniors coming back that have jumped out to you over the summer that you think, man, they're going to bust out and be a factor that people might be surprised to see this year?
Gracie Smith has stepped up and really she's hit really well this summer. And when I had the whole team together, any team camp we had, we played really well. We still have, some things to tighten up a little bit. We need to play, quite a bit cleaner. And we know that going in. So we have some things we have to check off of our goal list in order to be where we want to be by the end of the season. But, of course, Maddie Dement can put the ball down, Katie on defense. Sierra Layton's going to step in there on defense as well. Sammy Layton, Nola Kitchell are both going to play front row. So all nine of my girls will contribute on the floor, and that's going to be really exciting.
You guys will have a good opposition throughout the course of the year, just in the MAAA and in non-conference, starting with Dexter on September the 3rd. I'd imagine, that's a point of emphasis that you tell the AD and the folks there. We want to keep challenging ourselves because we want to have a chance to get back to Cape Girardeau at the end of the year, and you got to test yourselves early on if you want to have a shot in the postseason.
Absolutely. You know, a strong, challenging season is what I want for my girls. You know, they want that for themselves as well. We have big goals. We have small goals. We set small goals. We set game goals. We set, you know, end of the season goals. And in order to reach those, we've got to have a challenging schedule. And, you know, a couple years ago, we were able to acquire those teams onto our schedule. And, you know, and as long as I can, I'll keep them there because it just makes my girls better.
Well, Tara, it was a lot of fun to track your team last year, and we're looking forward to doing it again this season. Congrats on really an outstanding 2018, and best of luck here. Hopefully similar success on the way for you in 2019 as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Tara Lamb, the head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tiger volleyball team. A set away from winning a state championship last year, they'll try and get back to Cape Girardeau this season, win another district title and small school MAAA conference championship. They'll be opening their season coming up on September 3rd when they host Dexter.